Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. We had a new story just drop at Wired. It's a headline. Elon Musk's takeover is being aided by a Trump world power couple. It's Stephen and Katie Miller. Stephen Miller is the, quote, prime minister, sources say, and his wife is the Doge comms guru, and they are liaising between the White House and everybody else in Republican Washington. The man behind the story is Jake LaHut of Wired, and I got him here right now. I wanted to talk to him about that. So, you know, I mean, in case people weren't concerned enough about what's happening, Prime Minister Stephen Miller is not exactly, you know, bringing a lot of calm.
No, it's intended as a reassuring message internally, but
got it.
That it is not in reality. I mean, I learned a couple new things reporting on this story. One of them is that Katie Miller actually was detailed to do comms for Elon prior to the transition. And this is according to a White House official. She also was detailed, I believe there was a Political Pro story on it at the time, to do RFK Jr.'s flacking in some capacity. But this, I don't think, was previously known. I also learned that, one, there's kind of a two-way street, if you will, with her role on the comm side of Doge. And it is I think the relationship between Stephen and Elon was understood to be at least, you know, chummy beforehand, but this is a little different when it comes to Katie. So she not only is relaying the Doge, you know, message of the day, and to the extent they can provide accurate updates on what they're doing, but she's also channeling requests, traffic issues back to Musk when necessary. And, you know, that would involve more sensitive conversations and having to give the guy bad news. I don't know really what it looks like beyond that or what their social situation is, but we do have a source in the story who knows the couple personally. And he said, if you can find out anything about Stephen Miller's social life, I don't want to know the answer.
Yeah, I don't want to know any thing about Stephen Miller's social life either. I am intrigued, though, that I guess the dynamic that the story lays out, to just kind of sum it up, is that, you know, there are a lot of Republicans on Capitol Hill and throughout the government who, like, directionally like Elon, you know, like the fact that he wants to break things up, like the fact that he's dark MAGA, right? Like, but I have some, like, concerns about the way that he's going about it, right? Because they're getting the phone calls. Like, they're hearing from constituents. They're like, what the fuck? Like, I got fired, or my friend got fired, or, like, I got this project got cut. And Elon doesn't really know how government works. I mean, I had a source tell me that Elon did not know that there were two different houses of Congress until, like, relatively recently. I don't know whether that's true or a joke. Oh. I'm not a real reporter like you, but Elon doesn't know.
Would not be great.
He doesn't know his ass from his elbow about the government is the point.
Definitely, I think falls squarely under the description of, like, a Johnny come lately.
I guess these people that directionally like Elon but have concerns about the execution, the story indicates that the Trump world is saying, okay, don't worry, you can talk to Stephen. Stephen Miller is going to manage this tiger.
Yes. And it gets tricky with, like, okay, are they there in, like, a guardrail capacity? And, you know, there are some sources who told me about, you know, trying to keep Elon sort of coloring within the lines and all these kind of euphemisms for, like, I don't know, not breaking the law, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that is a little deeper here is just the level of rapport And adding to that, some tensions with I got to give a shout out to Josh Dawsey and co. I think Ryan Barber was also on that byline, where they had a story about Katie Miller being on the payroll at P2 Public Affairs, which you and some other sickos watching this or listening to this might be aware of, which is basically a DeSantis aligned firm, kind of became the home for the DeSantis alumni. So she was a huge get for them, but also clearly is a sign of the DeSantis world influence getting just having more sway around Elon, and that the linchpin of all this is this couple.
I guess my question is, like, and it doesn't really seem like Stephen Miller and Katie are the types of people that could control Elon or that they are socially aligned. I mean, Stephen is an extreme ideologue, far right ideologue who worked for Jeff Sessions and came out of that world. And he doesn't know tech people. You know what I mean? He doesn't rub elbows. So he doesn't hang out with Grimes. You know what I mean? And so it's hard right. So it's hard to kind of see, to me, this seems a little bit of cope. I'm wondering if did you get any sense in the reporting that Stephen is actually positively influencing or reining in Elon at all? I find that hard to imagine.
I think it's more of an implementing. I think it's more that I can't believe this reference survived in the story, but I vibe with these editors of Wired so hard and they kept it, which was we made a Pet Shop Boys reference. Okay. To the song Opportunities, where there's the whole, you've got the brawn, I got the brains. And that's kind of what's going on here with Stephen and Katie having a better knowledge of the federal apparatus than Elon at the very least came in with, right? I mean, we can maybe say he's a really fast learner or put that aside. And then Elon is kind of the brawn with this relentless drive to spread this farther, have the message get out in front, the Trump advisor is not necessarily knowing what's going on, just like the rest of us. So for all that whole problem is supposed to basically come down to Stephen and Katie Miller, and that Katie, who again is not, she's a special government employee. She's not officially in the White House. Well, Stephen's title is, on paper, Deputy Chief of Staff.
Is Elon officially in the White House?
They go so back and forth about this. They're we're all in the White House, but obviously there's the Doge Administrator on paper. It's just dude.
To this point, I had a back and forth with Katie on X, where there's a story the guys at 404 Media broke about how, the Doge employees weren't going to use Slack anymore because the Slacks were FOIA-able, essentially, right? And they wanted to move Doge under Executive Office of the President, where there's more latitude. Mm-hmm. I pointed out that this was maybe kind of similar to the concerns people had about the Hillary Clinton private server that she was using to avoid FOIA. That was this massive front page scandal. And Katie replied that there are no conspiracies or private server. And I was like, well, but are you guys then being transparent about all your communications? Because it seems not to me. And if Katie Miller is not a full-time government employee, she is not covered under certain transparency laws. Elon is obviously trying to avert some of this. Do you get a sense for, I guess it seems obvious that these guys are doing some things to try to avoid having to be FOIA'd. People are concerned about the Elon being uncontrollable here, and how much or are people kind of enjoying the trauma that he's causing?
The people who talked to me for this story, to your point earlier, are all ostensibly on board with the general policy objectives of Doge. And, there's totally an alignment here with Doge's targets being things that Stephen Miller is very much not a fan of, based on his public statements about civil servants and, foreign aid and all that. I still think that largely everyone's this is what it's going to be. For a while, there are very few, if any, of my sources now who think this is going to blow up imminently. I think that was a little more mixed, and it's weirdly, as the PR disaster has gotten worse, it's kind of consolidated, or they're more
Trump. It's Trump. Trump keeps signaling that as long as Trump is happy with it, then there's no reason to think that there is going to be any sort of blow up internally, and like none of that, and that isn't going to change until the matters on the ground change.
Totally.
All right. Well, what any other gossip around?
I will say the one thing that they do get into, because this is a weird recurring thing. They talk about Elon like a gifted child, and you know, but it's always like they throw around a lot of ages. A lot of them are like 11 and 12, notably like preteen years is how they refer to. So I think that was the wording we settled on, in the story. And he's held to a different standard for a couple of reasons. I mean, you know, still with all those like caveats they'll throw out, they're kind of like, okay, brass tacks, one big vulnerability here. And that is, even though Trump is thin-skinned when important people kind of at a certain level speak ill of him, right?
Yeah.
The Trump world atmosphere is so, you know, hyper macho, right? All this stuff that you talk about in your show. Elon caring what like random people think of him, you know, anons on Twitter, just that kind of thing. There's a consensus building based on the people I've talked to that's a vulnerability in Trump world, that the worry is Elon's skin is a little too thin. He may be either enjoying or paying so much attention to his, you know, on-camera appearances. I mean, again, the optics yesterday, just like the last time when he was in the Oval, like standing the whole time, stuff like that. Like they pick up on that and they talk about that with me.
Yeah.
But obviously everyone's like,
and he's not as good at Trump and all of that. Like he doesn't.
And
my guess is that he's probably sensitive about that.
And that's something to look for in the story also. Shout, you know, wired.com. At least, you know, the Trump people who are concerned that this is an optics issue and that there's still an off ramp to maybe, you know, throw Elon under the bus and have him take the flak for it. There's this tension we get at in the story, which is basically that Stephen Miller is sort of, you know, convenient, even though he's done appearances in the press and stuff. A number of Trump advisors would prefer Elon to stay getting the majority of this heat because, you know, in their view, even though he's not as smooth as Trump on camera, to your point, he's better at grabbing attention. He clearly is able to set the attentional agenda, you know, in a similar way compared to Stephen Miller, who is maybe not, you know, the most
Not exactly like he's super dynamic on TV either. It's not like the backup option is like George Clooney.
He's
just
a certain kind of charisma, but you know,
a certain kind of charisma. Negative, I think, is the kind that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Jake. Keep checking in with us on your stories.
Absolutely.
Everybody love else, go too. Check out his story at Wired about how an alarming phrase, the Prime Minister, Stephen Miller, and his relationship with Elon Musk. We'll keep you guys posted as new stuff breaks. Subscribe to the feed. We'll see y'all soon.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.